This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The World Health Organization says wealthy nations have bought most of the current supply of available COVID-19 vaccine, leaving the world's poorest nations unable to obtain them. At a briefing Friday in Geneva, Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the WHO-organized International Vaccine Cooperative, COVAX, has now secured contracts for 2 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines, which it is prepared to roll out in low- and middle-income countries as soon as they're delivered. Tedros said the vaccine cooperative has the first right of refusal on an additional billion doses, but 42 countries, 36 wealthy nations, and 6 so-called middle-income nations are operating COVID-19 vaccine programs. That leaves no additional available vaccine for the poorer nations. Adding to the problem, Tedros said both high- and middle-income countries that are part of the COVAX program are making additional bilateral deals for the vaccine. He said such arrangements could bump up the price for everyone, preventing high-risk people in the poorest nations from getting the vaccine. Tedros also said vaccinating equitably helps reduce transmission, which also decreases the virus's opportunity to mutate. President-elect Joe Biden's transition team said Friday the incoming administration will speed up the release of the coronavirus vaccines once it assumes power on January 20th. Expectations were high when the vaccines were approved last month, but the vaccination campaign has gotten off to a sluggish start in the United States. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said 6.7 million first doses of COVID vaccine in the country had been administered as